It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichard, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Tomah Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
It is Saturday. That means it is race day, and it's time to talk, well, everyone's favorite sport, auto racing, right here on 101.3 and M1460 WBOG. You have tuned into the Days In Midwest Race Report. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. My partners in crime is Billy Doc Niles and Paul the Penguin Reichert. You know, Paul got a new smartphone, Billy, and ever since we've been doing this show the past 2 weeks, he's glued to that thing.
He doesn't even talk to us anymore.
He doesn't. I think he's playing games and he's watching movies and cartoons.
Jesus, don't teach him how to use Facebook on that thing.
Our producer, Jesse's looking. What is he watching? You're looking over his shoulder. He's looking up National Points.
Yeah.
I already did my homework way before I came in here. Well, now Jesse has to babysit you and I and the board. Now he's going to babysit Paul to make sure what he's watching is going to be good and not hurt over the airwaves.
Paul, put that thing down. We're doing a radio show.
Unless you're ordering pizza, we're doing a radio show.
Or bacon.
Talking about the radio show, we are being brought to you by...
Hey, Days In of La Crosse. Our man Dyker right here is your hookup for Oktoberfest race weekend. Give them a call. They got a nice big block of rooms.
26 rooms have been booked already for Oktoberfest race weekend, and we still have more.
They got the hotel... The whole hotel for Oktoberfest
race. And the bar and the grill.
And the bar and the grill, too. Give Dyker a call. Check that out. They are the title sponsor for our show, The Days In.
And we're in contract talks right now that possibly Saturday night after Fest, we're looking at maybe about 11 o'clock in one of the ballrooms, the debut of Paul's Pit Stop Pole may be showing up.
Oh, I don't even want to see that. Big Boar Barbecue back with us again. Big Boar Barbecue voted once again number one barbecue in La Crosse County.
Also, and in our stomachs after we were taping TV there last week.
The
fried chicken was outstanding.
That was outstanding, that was good stuff. It tasted a little similar but not quite the same as another.
And now tell the listeners, what did Jerry tell us?
All right, he says it doesn't have 12 herbs and spices. It has 16. And all I can tell you is salt and pepper. You don't need to know the rest.
Oh, it was really, really good.
Dells Raceway Park. We're going to have a guest later today from Dells Raceway Park. And also, their schedule's getting down here. They only got a couple of weeks left. We'll tell you more about that later in the show. TACU Credit Union out of Tomah. Speaking of Tomah, Tomah Sparta Speedway, they only have a couple of weeks left. Check their schedule out at TomahSpeedway.com.
Tomah Area Credit Union just celebrated their 80th anniversary, by the way.
Nice. Ooh.
For a small-time area bank, that is a lot of devotion right there. Outstanding.
Yes. FansArena.com, the official clothing and hat supplier of your Days In Midwest Race Report.
Go through the rest of ours because I gotta correct some. I have to do some schooling of Bill here in a minute.
Why do you do this to me?
Keep going.
JNL Collectibles, theglasscarver.com, great sponsors out of the Minnesota area, and the Midwest Racing Connection, the bi-weekly paper. All the Midwest Racing news you want to find out in the Midwest Racing Connection, and we could not do it without all these sponsors, and we thank them very much for their support in 2019.
So now, when we run a contest, we can't win.
Uh-oh.
You can't win, Paul.
Yep. All right.
Jesse can't win.
I don't know anything.
Station manager Rick Wilson, I can't win. So we run a contest with FansArena.com again this week to give away one of those cool racing winner's hats. Mm-hmm. And Bill actually responds to the Facebook post.
What?
Nobody else was going to do that.
Nobody else was going to write Dave Marcus.
So just to let our listeners know, yes, Bill put a great answer in there, but he's not – included in winning a prize.
Well, I could put a nice long list on there that people would forget.
Talking about prizes, we tonight are on our, I can't believe we're saying this, the last regular Saturday night race at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway.
Yep.
The other times we'll be out there will be for the Enduro, a couple of street drags. We have our Eva Destruction and, of course, Oktoberfest. And the point standings, boy, did they get topsy-turvy on their heads last week. First, let's start with the sportsmen.
Yeah, well, you know, it appeared Chris Webber had had won his fourth feature in a row, unprecedented in the sportsman class, as tough as it always is. Then he goes through the tech line, gets tossed. The win goes to, who got that, 99?
Jack Litschein.
Jack Litschein, first sportsman feature, first sportsman feature win ever, I do believe.
Yes.
And so Jack Litschein, congratulations to him. But now they turn the points upside down. Leithy is back in the lead. Only seven markers ahead of Thompson, and Thompson has been on a roll the last few weeks. And then Weber is a solid 26 back. Sam Niles all alone in fourth by himself there. Henry Vian going to finish fifth. But, wow, you go from you know, Weber having a lock on this thing to now it's a dogfight between Leithy and Thompson, with Weber having an outside shot at taking this thing.
And Leithy and Thompson both have strong cars. I mean, this is one of Thompson's best years I've ever seen him drive. Leithy just has a strong car, period, coming out of the Gilster camp. This one's going to be entertaining not only tonight but at Fest.
Yep, definitely. It's kind of nice when it comes down to Fest, because that's when your best shines. Some of the best racing happens at the end of the year, because people are more worried about where they finish instead of moving somebody out of the way. So that's when you get some of your best racing.
Looking at the NASCAR late models, just when you thought Nick Panitsky was on way on the outside looking in after what happened last weekend, he finds himself 16 behind, a legitimate shot to either tie or take it home.
Yeah, he finished ahead of Carlson in both features. So that worked to his favor right there. And he out-qualified him, too, so that was another thing that worked in his favor. So he knocked off, what, 8 points last week, I think it was, Paul?
Seven?
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
23.
Yep, it started 23. Yep.
And that, folks, if you don't really think about it like we do, that's a good chunk of
points.
That's
a good chunk. And,
yeah,
you know, if he does it again this week, you know, going into Oktoberfest, anything can happen in that big 40 lap.
Yeah, remember last year, Carlson got caught up in that incident late in the first feature. And
he borrowed
cut
Nick
it down to
car.
4 points.
Yeah, that's right. He had to borrow Nick Clements' car.
Yeah, and the lead got cut down to just 4 points between them going into Oktoberfest. So anything can happen.
Speaking of Clements, he's sitting all alone in third. Nobody's going to touch him. And then you got Mike Carlson and Brent Kirshner battling out for fourth and fifth.
Mike Carlson picking up his first feature win not too long ago. Looking at the Bud Dash points for NASCAR late models, that thing is knotted up between Steve Carlson and Nick Panitsky. What's going to be more interesting is the champion chase. I love giving away that trophy. Carlson, Kirshner, Bachman, Clements, Wagner, Carlson still left in it. Panitsky's not, so he can't get the trifecta.
Yeah, he unfortunately with that controversial call last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, knocked him out of the chase. So now he's focused on three things: the lacrosse championship, the Dash championship, well, four things, the state championship, and he's got a shot at that national championship. So, you know, he is laser focused here.
The only other really close battle between the, I mean, you get the novelty that's out there, is the Hornets. Now, usually at this late in the season, I can remember guys years ago, there were 15 drivers all 15 points away from each other. It's going to come down to two, possibly three. I mean, Chris Berg, Sean McCarthy tied for third with 20 back, but it's going to be Mark Bornitz versus Jimmy Bjorkman, the teacher versus a student.
Yep, Bornitz getting into a little incident a couple of weeks ago, and Bjorkman, I think it was a solid fourth place that he finished.
Yep.
Cut that lead down to seven after Bornitz had a nice, healthy 24-point lead. So now it's a two-man race, and like you said, you know, Berg, McCarthy, 20 markers out. Schammer's 23 markers out, trying to win two divisions at lacrosse. Still has an outside shot here.
I don't think he'll win the Hornet one. I mean, you've got some strong drivers and a former track champ sitting in front of him in the Hornets. I don't think he'll get that one. Street Stocks, after picking up his most impressive fourth win last week, he's pretty much going to get a lock on that one there. Championship chase, by the way, for the sportsmen. It's Leithy, Vian, Chalet, Niles, Weber, and Thompson. Now, help me out here, Paul. We race tonight. They take two more out of each tonight, so Fest lines up the last four.
Down to the final four. Yeah,
that's right. Late model wise, out of those names, I could not even pick right now who's going to be the bottom two to go tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one there. So you lose one in each feature here. So
yeah, and then the Sportsman automatically lose two.
Yep,
and that's even going to be tough because these guys are running. I mean, Chalet and Vian, outside chance of really anything. They're just trying to get some points to stay in the fourth and fifth positions. But man, oh man, I like this Chase Championship format.
That's an impressive one. And hey. Talk about, yeah, we are going to crown three champions tonight, our Dash champions and our late model Sportsman and Hobby Stocks. And in the Hobby Stocks, Hardy's already got it all sewn up. In the Sportsman, it's going to come down to Weber and Lethe, and in the late models, Paninsky and Carlson. So we will have three champions tonight.
And Bachman's got Rookie of the Year for the late models. Henry Vian's got Rookie of the Year for the Sportsman. Alex Rude, Rookie of the Year for the Hobby Stocks. When we come back, race fans, as we just get started, Bad Brad Worthen's going to join us.
All right,
from
Dell's
Raceway Park this year.
He's got an outside shot at a championship in that Sportsman class.
He's qualified fastest, Paul. What's it been? Sixth. He's got his cell phone in his hand again.
Yes. Yep, there he goes.
Now he's texting.
No.
We're banning him from the phone during the break. He's got about six fast times this year and a couple of race wins. And our special guest on segment number two.
What?
You're just going to have to wait to find out till we come back.
What are you doing? You're killing me.
Not going to let you guys know. This was a surprise that I found out this week. He's a driver that everybody knows in this entire area. His name has not surfaced for a while. We're going to let you know next on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Weaver Auto Parts 50. The Noah's Ark late models fighting for every point as the season starts to wind down. The UMA 602 late models return after a three-week hiatus. And the Sportsman Bandits and Wisconsin Sport Trucks add to the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to dellsracewaypark.com for more info. The Weaver Auto Parts 50 tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and More, Highway 16 West Salem.
Just come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460. The VOG radio man Dan Dyker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert's back on the racing radio program to you by Days In.
Okay, you've put us on the hook there. The last segment, you said you got a surprise guest.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the surprise guest?
And even before we started taping, I'm surprised you both did not know this because you're as much deep into racing as I am. Found out last week that a local driver will be back behind the wheel next Saturday, August 24th. In the NASCAR Xfinity Series, driving the number 90 for DGM Racing at the Road America. And our next guest in the program, do you guys remember the name Dexter Bean?
Oh, yes.
Dexter, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Glad to be along.
Tell you what, I think I was trying to think last night when I was talking to his wife, Misty. It's got to have been, six, 7 years since we've had you on the program?
It's been probably all that, yep. It's been a few years for sure.
Wow, because the last big thing I remember you doing was having a fire sale. I don't know if it was Smash-O-Rama weekend or Oktoberfest race weekend, Dak back behind the Pishke. Are you in a big fire sale? Parts and cars and NASCARs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, through many years racing, you tend to collect many parts, and at some point you got to start trying to get rid of something, so we tried to. We hauled a bunch of stuff up there behind the racetrack, and, of course, everybody was up there for Fest and had a lot of people look through some stuff and got rid of quite a bit of stuff. And felt like that was the best way to get rid of some of that stuff. But yeah, since then it's been kind of quiet for me, and snuck in the seat a few times over the past 5-6 years, hoping to get back in a little bit more, and for sure next week.
Well, you just kind of played right into my next question. You have been doing some spot starts here over the last few years. What you been up to when it comes to them spot starts?
I've been fortunate enough to, my wife's family is heavily involved in racing and NASCAR still. Michelle Mario at DDM Racing, they actually field 2 cars in the Xfinity Series, the number 690 this year. And being I have a lot of laps under my belt in the past, I've been able to get hooked up with Mario and Michelle and help them out every once in a while because they need somebody else behind the wheel. Sometimes it's a start and park deal. Sometimes I get to actually go racing and run all the way until the checkered. A lot of people don't like the start and park, and I'm not a big fan of it either, but in the end it was an opportunity to A, get laps and stay out there and make the circles, and in the end it was able to capitalize for myself and get behind the wheel and actually run a few races. So in the end it paid out to serve my time doing some of the other stuff, but I've been real fortunate to be able to get back out there.
When they give you the order to start and park, how much politicking do you do to get to race the whole race?
We always play with that. Like, how many laps can I make it on a tank of fuel? Like, if I come in somebody else's pit stop, you think they'll throw some gas at me so I can keep going? But we definitely pushed it at Iowa a few years back. I think we made about 80 laps or so on the original set of tires that I qualified and practiced on. And when I had pulled it in the garage there, we lucked out because the right front was finally starting to show some cords. So it's quite a battle.
He's ran the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, NASCAR Xfinity Series, NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series, and NASCAR Southwest Series, and the ARCA Menard Series. Dexter Bean in a Westby is going to be behind the number 90 DGM Racing wheel coming up August 24th next weekend at Road America. When did you get the call that, hey, Dex, you want to run again, and what were your thoughts when you knew it was Road America?
We had went down to Iowa Speedway back in July. Xfinity was up there, so me and the wife and our 2 kids made the trip down so we could see the family down there as they were up running at Iowa, and got to talking to Mario and Michelle a little bit, and was able to work it out that their second car really hadn't had a driver in the seat yet, and I was able to reach out and find some sponsorship thanks to Billy's Hatfield Resort and Badger Environmental and Earthworks to put the deal together. So, yeah, like you say, it's been about 2 weeks now since we got it kind of ironed out, and getting pretty excited about it. Not every day you go left and right. So,
you know, and that brings up a really good question that I've always wanted to ask some of the drivers, but then we get involved in other conversations. So you're behind the wheel of the number 90 DGM Racing car at Road America, but then drivers say that they were lucky enough to find sponsorships. Is that the norm that when you get the phone call to drive an Xfinity Series car, whatever the case is, to go race this race, that there are no dollars waiting for you? Do you have to necessarily bring dollars with you?
I'd say nowadays, yeah, it's hard just to get raw talent to be able to exceed in the sport, in my opinion. It takes a lot of money. It obviously, the amount of tires you go through, and I mean, if you don't have tires, you're not going to be fast, and it's just not a cheap sport, hobby, whatever someone may call it. But like I say, there has been ways to do it without money. I had quite a few, start and parks, which really, wasn't the funnest on my side of things. Like I say, it was an opportunity to keep getting laps. But I felt like in the end, I was given an opportunity to actually run a full race, basically due to my assistance and doing the start and park events for them.
And Dexter, moving away from racing to your personal life, I understand that you deal with diabetes.
Yeah, yep. Yep. I'm
type 1 diabetes.
Yep, at age 18, I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Managing that, and there's been a lot of technology obviously over the last few years, and I'm able to wear a constant glucose monitor and get, you know, a blood sugar reading from that every 5 minutes to be able to keep an eye on that during racing. And I've been able to basically keep going just like anybody else. Obviously, there's more maintenance to yourself, as you might call it, as far as, you know, checking your blood sugars and trying to have the right diet. So when it comes time to race day, you're in that range that you want to be in, but definitely able to do it. And, you know, that's one thing I want all kids to know that are growing up and get diagnosed with diabetes, that it's just a little change of lifestyle in the end. You can still pursue your dreams and continue on things you want to do. You just got to pay a little more attention to what your body's doing.
And it made me think of Ryan Reed when he was racing for Roush Fenway with his sponsorship for his Lilly diabetes there. I don't know if you ever had a chance to meet him or talk to him about how he dealt with it, but it seems like you've been doing a good job here keeping that under control there.
Yeah, I actually never really bumped into Ryan, but he definitely, you know, paid attention to everything he had going on. You know, he even had a suit where he had a little circle on his thigh where if he was to, you know, say pass out from a low blood sugar spell, that, like, you know, X marks a spot injection to bring me back to.
Talking to Dexter Bean from Westby. He's going to be running at Road America here in a couple of weeks. You'll be able to watch that race on NBCSN.
That's next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, next Saturday, next the 24th. Saturday, yeah. You can also listen to it on MRN. Dex, been a while since you've been back at Road America. How do you just hop back behind the wheel and prepare yourself for all those twists and turns you're about to face?
Well, fortunately, technology is a big help these days. I go on YouTube and I can find some in-car footage of it was a nationwide car at the time. I believe it was Ron Fellows. I'm able to watch in-car footage of his car and the sound and everything's with it. So
nice.
I'm able to realize, you know, what gear he's running at, what point, where his shift points were, you know, running second gear through this corner, third gear through here. That was a big help, especially the first time I went. So being there once before, obviously I'm going to be way ahead of the ball game than I was the first time I had ever gone there.
Dex, but, do you think if they had that kind of technology with Billy Doc Knells nowadays, he would have maybe won a feature at lacrosse?
Hey!
Yeah, I don't know.
I did win a feature. Look at the record.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we saw the blue and red light come across the line of the checkered before.
Couple more minutes with Dexter Bean. Dex, what are the chances when you get a chance to run a race like this? Obviously, you've got some family ties helping get you behind the wheel. Are there any other eyes that are usually watching to go, hey, I don't know that Dexter Bean guy, or man, he's running in the top 10, that maybe are trying to get your phone number when the race is done?
You know, there's always that possibility, you know, a road course. You know, if I would go win the race, I mean, would somebody say, hey, you want to come drive for me next week? I don't know. There's always that possibility.
If you win next week, they're going to think you're a road course ace.
Yeah, they'll be calling me every time they go to Washington Glen and Sonoma and everything else. No, if anything, you know, if I could get a top 20 finish, I think it'd be an awesome weekend. And, you know, I'd try and take some of that result and possibly, you know, pitch it to other sponsors and sponsorships and try and come up with some more money to possibly run more races in the future.
His name is Dexter Bean. Last time out, Iowa in 2018. He's ran every major NASCAR series, the Southwest Series, ARCA Menards Series, and formerly, of course, the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Next Saturday, the 24th, you'll be able to watch the NASCAR Xfinity Series Road America race on NBCSN. And you can hear it on MRN. He's a good friend of the program. Been a while since we've had him on, but great to have him back. Dexter, good luck next weekend. And, hey, man, thanks for joining us on the program once again.
Yeah, no problem, and hopefully we'll chat in the future because that means we're still making circles.
Alrighty, hopefully. We'd like to see one of our local guys here trying to make it big again on one of the big circuits again next Saturday, August 24th. The NASCAR Xfinity Series running at Road America. Watch for the number 90 DGM Racing Xfinity car. When we come back, more of the programs getting things started on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Yeah.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
The time has come. After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships. Tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stocks, sportsmen, six shooters, mini stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15, racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Oh, here we go, back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. The Days Inn Midwest Race Report, 101.3 and AM 1460 to the VOG. I'm the voice, Dan Docker. Billy Doc now, Paul the Penguin Reichert. Got to bring in a driver that we have not had on at all this year. He was the very one of the very first guests of the very first show we did 10 years ago. Both on radio and on TV. He's been back every single year. I think he's the only driver besides Matt Henderson that has made a show every single year. He's earning a living trying to at Dell's Raceway Park this year. Billy's got the schedule he's going to tell you about here in a couple of minutes, and he's been one of the quickest sportsmen there. That would be Sparta's Bad Brad Worthen. My friend, how are you?
How you guys doing? Bill, Paul, Dan?
Good to have you back on the program. Hey, have you rid yourself of the nasty cricket that has been tempering your thoughts as you try to work on a sportsman car in your garage?
No, this cricket, oh, man, I tell you, the Snapchats that have been going out for the last three nights are just unreal. I got this cricket that just won't go away.
He may not make it to the track tonight.
You guys don't realize I've spent so many years in that garage with Brad and his space heater and his refrigerator and that sportsman car. Brad doesn't have...
You remember the refrigerator, don't you?
Yes, I do. Brad doesn't have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12 guys working on that car when he's in there. It's him by himself normally every single night he's working on it. How do you not go bat you know what with a cricket in there?
Oh, yeah, I've had a headache the last three nights. I really have. It's unreal. I've been working underneath the car, rolling around, you know, making sure all the bolts are tight and ready to rock and roll. It's been such a stressful three days. But I tell you, this cricket, me and him got a date tonight.
If you've had a headache the last three nights, I think I'd stay out of the refrigerator.
All I got is never Sundrop anymore. I'm underfunded. You know, Sundrop is cheap.
You know, talking to me about being underfunded, Brad has got to be one of the most underfunded sportsman drivers. And we're not trying to get a pity party for him. Brad knows us well enough that we don't
absolutely
do that on this program. But he's got to be one of the most underfunded drivers in the sportsman class at Dell's Raceway Park, Billy Doc Niles. But every week you open up Facebook on a Saturday night, he's number one nailing quick time, and number two, then you're looking to see if he got the feature.
Yeah, that's and the Dells is one of the toughest sportsman divisions in the state, you know. And, you know, Brad, what'd you get, like a couple of week late start, and now you're only 23 out with three features left to go here?
No, we actually got to start opening night.
Oh, you did start out, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't even planning on racing really much this year. It would just kind of... We changed gears, threw the car together with like literally probably 12, 14 hours before the race, and went down there with our lacrosse setup, and we were fast time right away opening night. Did not finish very good. I guess the driver thought he was going to outdrive the car and spun himself out coming out of turn four running third, so that probably didn't help our point situation either.
And talking about points, Billy Doc, now as you've got it right there in front of you, it's one of these kind of situations, excuse me, where you've got two full features coming up tonight and then your championship night in September, and then you're owed a couple of laps from a race earlier. What is he, 20 out?
23 out here. He's sitting in third, and you got Birdsell in second, 19 out, and Borntraeger leading it right now. Tough triumvirate right there, man. These guys get to the front darn near every week, so it's going to be tough to pick up some points on these guys.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, I mean, David Borntraeger, he's right there with me every single week. When we come through the pack, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's whoever gets to the front first is normally probably going to get it done. Because, I mean, once we get to the front, you know, one of us is still fighting a little bit of traffic. And some nights, you know, we got 20 laps. Some nights we got 25. So depending on how many laps there is, if the other can get to the back bumper of the other guy, you know.
And it's not just Borntraeger and Birdsell. I mean, you got some quality competition down there. Tomlinson, Luck, Schiller, just a Dusty Man, just to name a few. So it's not a cakewalk down there.
No, really, it's not. You know, I mean, Dusty's been down a couple of times this year. He's always fun to race with, you know. I mean, he always brings a really good car. And Scotty Luck's always got one of the best cars in the area, too, you know. And it's I think it really feels kind of like at home at La Crosse, you know. I mean, you got such a real close group of guys, and everybody stands around and, you know, BS's at the track. And we're all really close. We don't really try to get under each other's nerves down there. It's really respectful.
And Borntraeger does the same thing when he's taking that number 9 out to Toma. When he brought the new Sportsman, he dominated. And Toma's had some very, very good Sportsman races this year. So, I mean, these guys are known at about 3 or 4 racetracks on any given night.
Oh, yeah, not only that. Then they got go-karts that they run, too. Them guys go down, they run on the open street, they shut the town down and they run on the street, and they're real fast. They're hard to beat down there, I guess, too.
Wow.
That's what those boys do. They work and they race.
We're talking with Sparta's Bad Brad Worthen. Now, he's been living the Dells full time this year. He's 23 points out with a couple of races left to go. And Paul Reichert, you want to pick Brad's? All right, we're gonna let the Penguin pick your brain, Brad. This is going to be good.
He's holding his phone. Okay, he's got a
here
question.
We go. What do you got for
well,
me, Paul?
Brad? We know you had been doing starting out the year doing a little bit of tech work as the race director at Toma Sparta Speedway. Have you been tempted to maybe run once or twice at Toma at all this season?
Yeah, I was pretty tempted here a couple of weeks ago. Tim Meyer Memorial Night was one of the big nights that I really wanted to make happen for this DSR car this year. It's one of those races, you know. I mean, Tim Meyer was around the sport for a real long time, and he was real close to the DSR chassis guys, so it's kind of one of those family races that I felt like I really wanted to compete in. But we had a little bit of some engine issues Saturday night before that race, and I was pretty much trying to make sure that my car was going to be 100% perfect for Dells the following night, being that we were in a little bit of a point hunt. So, yeah, Toma has been one of those tracks that I'd really, really like to get to. I mean, I have numerous fast times and feature wins in the hobby stock division there back in, I think, God, it was 2013 was the last time I really raced hobby stock full time. I think I had 11 fast times and 9 feature wins at Toma that year.
Now, you haven't ran your Sportsman at Toma yet, though, in the past 2 years, have you?
I haven't ran my Sportsman at Toma at all yet.
That's what I thought. So looking at the competition we have, and then a David Borntraeger, I mean, and Jake Schiller and these guys, I mean, these guys aren't slouches. You would actually have your work cut out for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Toma's one of those tracks that's just tough to beat anyway, in general. You know, I mean, it's downhill on the front straightaway and kind of uphill on the back stretch. And 3 and 4 is a little tighter than 1 and 2, and it's a little flatter. And so, I mean, it's going to be tough to set the car up to even drive the track, let alone try to get around them on the outside, because those boys got it figured out on how to keep it on the bottom.
One more question before we start talking about sponsors. What is your intention for Fest this year? If memory serves me correctly, we had it on this radio and TV program right in front of the banner that you wanted Fest that year. You're one of the only drivers to win 5 features in 5 different divisions. What's it look like this year?
Well, we may have something up our sleeve for Fest.
Here comes the 602 late model.
I was thinking that or a modified. I was thinking there's only two things left for him. Is a 602, a modified, or a late model?
Well, we may not have a late model chassis, but we may be set up and ready to rock and roll with a 602 for Sunday. I think there's a possibility after looking at the rules that we might be able to convert the sportsman car over to make it like an old stock stub late model with a quick change and a 602. So there's a real good possibility that we may be looking at running the Sunday show instead of the Friday event.
What about the Outlaws?
You know, that's something that I've always thought about too, Dan, but with my area sportsman car and that bump down there, 1 and 2, it's just so rough.
Yeah, that would tear up some stuff right there.
I ran the 00 that one year with my sportsman.
I remember that.
I think that was in 2015, 2016, I believe it was. And I was almost to the lead, and one of the little six cylinders spun out in front of me going down into 1 on the small track and took out the whole front end, and we lost a rim, a tire, a front bumper, and I had to race the next day too on top of that. So
And stay sober that night.
Yeah, and stay sober that night. I mean, it's an Oktoberfest. That's hard to do in general.
Brad, we got less than 30 seconds left here. Why don't you tell us about the sponsors helping you out in 2018?
All right. Well, I got to thank Innovative Movers. He's been with me pretty much 15 years or 20 years. He's been with me all my career. DSR Chassis, without him, out of Derek Squires, man, I don't know where I'd be. That man makes sure that this car turns every which way that I want it to do. I may not have the knowledge and all the money, but, man, I tell you what, I can drive this race car. I got to thank J&O Collectibles out of Andover, Minnesota. Them guys are awesome. You want to look for any die-cast car, make sure you look them up on Facebook, J&O Collectibles. They're great guys, and they'll give you a good deal. Other than that, pretty much got to thank myself. Me. You know, I got a cougar on my hood. Not really, but got to thank me.
Well, how about thanking Worthen Roofing and Contracting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had to plug his own business.
And contracting.
Oh,
that's
my.
Who I got to thank pretty much, you know. And I can't forget Jeff Burrows, too. I mean, he really, really helps me out making sure that I got a motor to run every single year. And if we have engine issues, I mean, he spent the last week I was at work pretty much all week, 5 straight days, and Jeff was here 4 of them while I was working. So he's definitely trying to make sure that I have some of the top-notch stuff to run the rest of the season. And we just make sure everything's legal. That's number one. There has been some carburetor issues lately. I'm not even getting into that, but we are 100% legal. We did tell ours off here this week and make sure it did get taxed. So that was one of the main things that I was concerned about. So,
Bad Brad Worthen of the Sport of Wisconsin. He's had that nickname for, I've been there 13 years now. He's out of Sparta. He's got the double deuce. He's close to a championship of the Dells, but he's got his work cut out for him, and then he's looking at Oktoberfest, maybe the Bahama Brackets. Brad, you've been a great friend of the program for as long as we've been on the air, man, and we hope that relationship continues.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot for calling. And, Dan, just remember, when you go turn 2 blocks, you still got to make a right.
That's a story for a different day.
Stick it to it.
Bad Brad Worthen here on the racing program. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk points on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Want to keep your employees happy? Buy them all lunch. Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We cater lunches all the time for businesses big and small, 10 to 500. We can handle it. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out a great menu. Let's face it, good people are hard to find, so we can help you keep the ones you got. My grandpa used to say, you want to keep someone happy? Feed them barbecue. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Online at bigboarbbq.com.
The time has come.
After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships. Tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stocks, sportsmen, six shooters, mini stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15. Racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
This is Steve Carlson, driver of the number 66 at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You are listening to the Days End Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back again, race fans, from Radio Man Dan Dunker. That be Billy Duck Niles. That guy over there who's still on his cell phone after two segments is Paul the Penguin Reichert.
Wow.
I thought we were going to stop the cell phone.
You know,
all right, here's what his fans. He's had a flip phone for 20 years. He just got his own smartphone for the first time ever, like 3 weeks ago.
I used to give him so much crap about that flip phone. You know, get with the times, get a smartphone. Now I'm beginning to regret it. I miss his flip phone.
He's like, oh, I think he's just flipping random websites just to go, look at these pictures. They do make pictures in color. Let's look at the national championship standings, and I tell you what, this thing is going to be very interesting. I tell you what, race fans, if you were not at La Crosse last week, you missed a doozy. I can't think of the last time the top three in our second late model race were all from over the border in Minnesota, and you had a shot to watch Jacob Gaty and Nick Panitsky and Steve Carlson that are all in a running for a national championship run at the same time last weekend. And what's happened now is Jacob Gaty is going to be, I don't know if he's running across tonight or not, but the plan was he was going to run two here, one at Elko, one in Madison. Jacob Gaty sits by himself, 14 points behind Philip Morris and Peyton Sellers for the National NASCAR Whelen All-American Series Championship. And Sellers and Morris are tied for the lead.
Yep, they're tied for the lead.
I can't remember the last time I've ever seen it this close.
It's been a while. I mean,
it's either been the Rocco or Morris show with, yep, like 5 weeks to go.
Rocco or Morris. And Sellers has been a player in this last few years, too. And, you know, of course, last year, Gaty and Carlson making that run. Panitsky and Carlson making that run. And Gaty just fallen down to 10th. But now Gaty has got an incredible run here. You know, only 14 markers back. Panitsky starting to make his presence felt. He's up to 6th right now.
But he's 80 back. Yep. That's even if he follows Gaty and runs two at La Crosse, one at Elko, one in Madison. Gaty would have to have, or Panitsky would have to have the top three completely fall flat on their faces.
Yeah, and that's probably what's going to have to happen. Gaty's going to have to be darn near perfect here in his last few races.
Steve Carlson in the national chase is currently sitting 13th, and Justin Neisius, who's been visiting us off and on over the past 4 weeks, currently sits 32nd, and Nick Clements, in the only other La Crosse driver in the top 100, sits at number 77. So now we look at the statewide points, and Nick Panitsky did gather quite a few points over Steve Carlson. He was 24 points better than Carlson in the Wisconsin State Championship last week. Now Billy Duck Niles, he's got a 40-point lead.
Yeah, he finished in front of Carlson in both features last week. So that tells you right there that he's focused. He is focused on what his task is at hand. I believe you told me off the air last week that he has it mapped out where he needs to finish top two in all,
yep,
of his remaining
features. Oh, he's got it all nailed down.
He needs to finish top two in all of his remaining features to have a shot at this national championship.
And now what's interesting is Jacob Gaty, though. Gaty had it mapped out with me 2 weeks ago because he said he was going to run doubles at La Crosse, then one at Elko, then one at Madison, because that ends the regular Whelen All-American Series here in the nation. But I don't think he knew he was going to only be 14 points out at this point. Now his calculations are all going to have to change. Obviously, Gady's got a car where he can win four features over the next couple of weeks. But does he really have to, because he's only 14 back?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, let's face it. The farther up you finish, how many races do they take, Paul? Do they take 16?
I thought it was
I thought it was 16 or 17.
I thought 18.
18. Well, whatever it is.
Somewhere
once,
around there.
Once
probably.
You hit that mark, you start going over that mark, you know. So then,
and then it's based on your best finishes.
Then mm-hmm. your best finishes. So yep. if you finish, like, you know, first, you're going to throw away that seventh or eighth place or that DNF that you didn't have.
Right.
Then your points start going up exponentially from there. So he is at the point right now. He's what's he got, 20 races in so far? So he's already throwing out some of his bad finishes.
And he doesn't have a whole lot of bad finishes either here or at Elko.
You know, and Pininski just hit that mark now. He's been running, you know, he's been running between La Crosse and Madison. You know, he's going to make a start or two at Elko yet, too. So Pininski's has just as good a shot as Gady does right now.
Well, after the double features are done tonight, depending upon what kind of mood he's in, depending upon how he finishes, we're going to have Jacob Gady on the program next week to really try to put more pressure on his championship national run.
Yeah, there you go.
Looking statewide for Minnesota, looks like Gady is about ready to hit back-to-back year. He has opened up a 50-point lead over Chris Merrick.
I think this will be his third or fourth year in a row now.
I think this will be his third year in a row.
Yep.
So just to have Gady and Pininski, and we're not trying to take away from any other driver at La Crosse Speedway. Don't get us wrong.
No.
But
this is
what
huge,
other racetrack in it, pretty much in the nation can say they've got Gady, Pininski, Carlson all running. Three of the guys in the top 13 of the nation are running at La Crosse.
You know, twice this year it happened at the Frostbuster. They finished 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and they were wearing their championship uniforms on the front straightaway.
And I announced to the crowd, you're looking at three of the top 10 from the nation last year, and you're looking at a possible three of the top 10 once again in the nation.
And if you look at the point standings, I don't think Hickory or Palm Beach, I don't think you can find another track that can say that they've got three drivers all in the top 13 racing on that night at their track. And I would not be surprised if Gady – I'd be very surprised if Gady didn't show up at La Crosse tonight.
Yeah, I don't think they're running at Elko tonight, are they?
No, even I if don't they think do, the late miles are.
I don't know. I think he knows he has a better shot to win La Crosse again, not taking away anything from our drivers, than he would at Elko.
By the way, and kudos to Gady, Mergic, and Nicias, and Cornelius. All of them, when Elko canceled early last week,
they were on the move.
They were on the move.
I had Gady texting me for a straight hour, where are we at, where are we at, where are we at? Same thing with Wharton last week. He was trying to, when the Dells was done racing last week, he was trying to make it back to La Crosse to run the feature in the Sportsman here.
I had Cornelius's crew chief texting me wanting to know what the weather was like down here. So it was great that they all made the roadie down. Made to feel that much better and that more competitive.
It did, and we had 23, 24 late models, which, again, I don't think another track in the Midwest can boast that many late models on a Saturday night.
Definitely not.
When we come back, we're going to talk to, well, Paul Reichert.
Yeah, it's
now,
time.
Wait a minute. If he doesn't put his phone down, you're doing Reichert's Race Rewind, Jesse Von Rudin.
I can't do it.
Jesse's like, no.
Jesse's like, forget that. When we come back, it is time for the Reichert Race Rewind. You are listening to the Days End Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Weaver Auto Parts 50. The Noah's Ark late models fighting for every point as the season starts to wind down. The UMA 602 late models return after a three-week hiatus. And the Sportsman, Bandits, and Wisconsin Sport Trucks add to the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. The Weaver Auto Parts 50 tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
This is Steve Bachman, driver of the number 14 NASCAR late model at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, Paul, on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. Listen to us on the internet, coolgold1460.com. Just tell Alexa, listen to WBOG. Then there's that little teeny tiny thing that thousands of people called, and they use the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Hey, do you like how freshly shaved Bill and I are? I have no mustache and beard anymore. Bill's got nothing going on. Look at Reichert.
You know, we gotta tape our TV show after this. He may get dunce cornered.
Oh, yeah, he looks rough. Oh, shush. You want like a 6-day bender or what's going on here?
No, I shave every 3 days.
Wow.
Oh, come
Change
on.
Change your razor.
Next he's going to tell us you just shaved last night.
No,
well, what he's
going to
do is he's going to tell us he's been using the same shaver for like 6 months.
No.
Well, you know what he is going to tell us, Dan? He is going to tell us all the winners from across the country, from north, south, east, and west, and even a couple across the borders. It is that time of the week where Paul scans his computer. He finds all the winners. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you. We'll start with Monday. The IRA Sprint sets the Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa. Darren Pittman scored the win, and Eric Rudolph won the Super Dirt Car Series race at Merrittville Speedway in Thorold, Ontario, Canada. Tuesday, the ARCA Midwest Tour in the Big 8 late miles, both at Kaukauna for the Dixie Lane 250. Ty Majeski scored the victory in the ARCA Midwest Tour race, and Kaukauna late mile regular Mike Meyerhofer Jr. scored his first ever Big 8 win. Also, the IMCA Harris Clash taking place at Deer Creek. IMCA Modified Feature went to Austin Arneson, and Braden Carter won the IMCA Sport Mod Feature. Wednesday, the 27th running of the Kalamazoo Clash for Outlaw Super Late Models taking place at Kalamazoo, Michigan. Tyler Roerig scored the victory. ARCA CRA Super Series also on hand.
I got a question.
Yes.
Tyler Roerig, any relation to JR?
Yeah.
Son?
Yep. He was at the Dells, I think, like 2 years ago, right?
Nice.
At the Halloween race. Got a chance to interview him.
Awesome.
And we had a first-time winner alert in the ARCA CRA Super Series race. Kyle Crump scored the victory. And first night of the 59th running of the Knoxville Nationals for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars down in Knoxville, Trace Starks scored the victory. Thursday, State Park Speedway in Wausau, twin features for the CWRA Late Models, won by Neil Knobloch and Jeff Weinfurter. Midwest Truck Series also in action, James Swan the winner. At Kaukauna, Jesse Audenhoven won the Super Late Model feature, and Mike Meyerhofer Jr., 2 wins in 3 days, won the late model feature.
Nice.
Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Florence Speedway in Union, Kentucky for the North-South Shootout. Chris Madden scored the victory. And night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville was won by David Gravel. Friday at Golden Sands, Wisconsin Challenge Series in action. Jordan Thiel scored the win. Fast Eddie Hoffman won the Super Late Model feature at Grundy. Sean Scheel won the NASCAR Late Model feature at Masson. At the Norway Speedway up in Dayupi.
Yeah.
3 in a row in the Super Late Models for Dan Lindsley. Red Cedar, Wissota Late Model feature, won by John Canton. Dave Kane, the Wissota Modified feature. Nick Quinnell won the Modified feature, Thomas Sparta. And Mid-American Stock Car is also in action. He didn't need any, he missed out, came late after qualifying. Ron Vandermeer Jr. scored the win.
He trickled too, huh?
Yes,
just like Gady?
Yes. International Super Modified Association at Lee, New Hampshire. John McKennedy the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series at I-94 Speedway up in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Landon Atkinson scored the win. And night three for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville. Kerry Mattson the winner. Saturday at 141 Speedway, IMCA Modified feature was won by Race Van Pay. I believe that.
Say
I believe
that
was Race Van Pay. I believe there's a Roger Van Pay that's been
in the
race before. I think that's his son.
So you don't know if that's a first-time winner alert.
Yes, it is. First-time winner alert, yes.
All right, I'm here to help.
Yeah, Brandon Davis won the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek at the Dells, the Walbeck Classic for the CWRA Late Models. Mike Lutchfeld won the first feature. Second feature, unfortunately, got rained out. Dale Nasted won the late model feature at Jefferson. Mike Carlson and Jacob Gady won the twin features for the NASCAR late models here at La Crosse. Justin Ritchie won the late model feature at Plymouth. First time winner in the Wissota Modifies at Rice Lake. Sam Fankhauser scored the victory. Rockford saw John Reynolds Jr. win the NASCAR late model feature. Another first time winner alert at Shawnee. Kyle Radden won the late model feature. Lucas Lamberry's the IMCA Modified feature. AMA Pro Motocross at Unadilla Motocross Park in New Berlin, New York. Fourth 450 motos taken by Ken Roxon. ARCA Gold Cup late models at Flat Rock, Michigan. Brian Bergacher scored the win. Lucas Oil late model dirt series at Florence Speedway for the North-South 100. Chris Mann the winner. Must-see Racing Extreme Sprint Cars at Berlin Raceway in Michigan. Jimmy McCune the winner. Southern All-Stars at Talladega Short Track in East Oboga, Alabama. Michael Page the winner. Southern Super Series at the Watermelon Capital Speedway in Cordelia, Georgia. I think it's called Chris Motorsports Park now, actually, but I like that name. Connor Okrezik scored the first ever win there. SCCA at Trans Am with the Xfinity Series at Mid-Ohio. Ernie Francis Jr. the winner. USAC Silver Crown on the high banks of Salem, Indiana. Bobby Santos scored the win. Dan Ebert won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Ogilvy, Minnesota. And the big final night for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville. 150,000 to win in the 40-lap A-Main. David Gravel scored the win. Second win in 4 years for that 41
That's
team.
A made-up name for racing, ain't
no,
it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's perfect. Sunday at Angel Park, Thomas Miserall, regular in the USAC Midgets, won the Badger Midget feature. Slunier saw Ryan Gutneck win the late model feature. Rich Loke, his first super late model win in a long time. Haven't heard how long, but it's been a
geez,
while.
Geez, I'd say there's dirt going
yeah,
over his 50, last
that
win.
That 55 Ricardo's Pizza car. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm seeing Deer Brothers late models at Quad City Speedway in East Moline, Illinois. Matt Ryan, the winner in the NASCAR Pinty Series on the streets of Trois-Rivières up in Quebec, Canada. LP Dumoulin scored the victory. And that'll wrap up this edition of Records Race Rewind.
All right, Paulie, thank you very much. So you cannot find a more comprehensive winner's list anywhere. I challenge you to find one. Why don't we come
I'll
back?
I'll just Google search. Give me this commercial break, and I'll top what he has right now.
Why would you do that?
To prove you wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, go. All right, when we come back, the sexy voiceover chick drops the white flag. One segment to go. We're going to get you all set up for tonight, next weekend, Toma. You are listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
The time has come. After a long season of Friday night racing, it's time for the season championships. Tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway, the champions will be crowned. Modified, hobby stocks, sportsmen, six shooters, mini stocks, hornets, and even the chaos event champion. And it all happens tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway. Gates open at 6:15. Racing starts at 7:30. $10 for adults, $8 for seniors and military, $5 for children 6 to 17, and under 6 are free. It's the mid-season championships tonight at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, it's the Weaver Auto Parts 50. The Noah's Ark late models fighting for every point as the season starts to wind down. The UMA 602 late models return after a three-week hiatus. And the Sportsman Bandits and Wisconsin Sport Truck add to the excitement. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Go online to dellsraceway park.com for more info. The Weaver Auto Parts 50 tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back. It's Radio Man Dan Dyker. One more time, the Days In Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 to the VOG. As we get ready to close out the program and head to the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, where Billy Doc Niles tonight you can feature.
You got the late models, the sportsmen, the hobby stocks, the Hornets, twin 20-lap late model features. Three champions decided in our Bud Dash Championships. $2 cans of 12-ounce Busch Lights. Green Flag qualifying at 6:15. Green Flag at 7:30. Dell's Raceway Park tonight. Late model 602 late model Sportsman Bandits. Plus the Wisconsin Sport Trucks.
Sport
50
trucks.
Lap late model feature. Plus a makeup feature for the Sportsman. So you'll see two features for them. Qualifying at 4:30, Green Flag at 6. And then this coming Friday, Toma.
Friday.
Modified Sportsman, Hobby Stocks, Mini Stocks, Hornets, Six Shooters, qualifying at 6:15. First Green Flag at 7:30.
Boy, I like how Billy has this echo thing going on. How did you drop your voice on like four octaves, man? That was pretty smooth.
I'm talented. Yeah. He's not that talented.
And we could not show this talent without the fantastic sponsors of...
Hey, Days Inn, Days Inn right here in La Crosse. Talk to Diker. Get your Oktoberfest room booked. Big Boy Barbecue. Dell's Raceway Park. TACU Credit Union. Toma Sparta Speedway. FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, and the Midwest Racing Connection.
All right, I want to thank Dexter Bean. Good luck next Saturday in the Xfinity race at Road America. Bad Brad Worthen, good luck in his trek for a championship at Dell's Raceway Park. And congratulations and good luck all the drivers at La Crosse tonight that are running that double feature for the late models. There's not only us in the area. The nation's going to be watching
nation's
this race tonight,
watching.
I guarantee you that.
Nation's eyes are going to be on Gady.
Oh, yeah.
Already. And Penske.
And Penske and Carlson. See if he can crack the top 10. Want to thank our sponsors, Rick Wilson, station manager, Jesse Produce. Want to thank my friends, Paul and Bill. I'm radio man Dan Dyker. We will see you tonight at the La Crosse Speedway. In the meantime, support your local short tracks. This is 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.